Amid thundering applause, the crowd rises to its feet as one person. You are there with Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Thank you very much. Sit down, sit down. Thank you all so much. I appreciate that very much. What I've been working on and thinking about and spending almost 14, 15 hours a day on, thinking and writing, is a whole concept of a new kind of approach to psychology, to mental health, to being creatively alive, being happy and healthy. There are different kinds of people in the world. Some of them seem to go through their life in what I call being neurotic or self-defeating and in pain and hurt and full of stress and tension. They have problems, just like all of us have problems. Then there are others who we think of as normal, who make it through their days and kind of cope and handle their life on a regular basis. They're not full of stress and tension, and they're really not operating at the very highest levels they could. And then there's another kind of person, of which there are just not enough in the world, and the kind of people that we need more of, I think. We begin to think about some of the massive problems that confront humanity. And that is what I am calling a no-limit person. A person who has no limits on his or her own capacities for living, for contributing, and making their life fully functioning as they possibly can. What I'd like to do tonight, a little bit later on, is share the difference between these three kinds of people and have you look yourself at the kinds of attitudes, behaviors, beliefs, morals, whatever it may be, and where you fit in on this continuum. I really believe where I separate myself from most of the people in the field of psychology is that I have a strong inner belief that anyone can reach the highest levels of their humanity if they make the kinds of choices that they all have the capacity for making. All of us can operate at these high, creative, no-limit levels. And many of the people who preceded me in the field of self-actualization and counseling and therapy have written from the perspective of, yes, there are a few chosen people, and those few chosen people are very special and are very unique. I don't think it's true. I think it's there for all of us, and I think that's what separates it out. See, I think that as I was practicing as a counselor and therapist back in New York after leaving here in 1971 and having people come into my office looking for answers to the problems of their life, it always seemed to me as I sat there talking to them, whoever they were, whether they were attorneys, whether they were housewives, whether they were accountants, it didn't make any difference, or cab drivers, that the answers are just so basically simple. And I always am confused at why people want to make being healthy and happy and together and alive something that's complicated and difficult. The question that I think I'm asked over and over again, more often than anything else, is, come on, you make it sound so easy. Why do you make it sound so easy? It's not easy. A woman came up to me one time after I was talking, and she said, all right, I've heard you now talk for an hour and a half and uplifted and all of this kind of thing. She said, tell the truth. Don't you ever get depressed? I said, no, of course not. She said, oh, that's depressing. Oh, I was just hoping you'd say you did get depressed. Now, what she didn't understand, and what so many people, when you see the popular psychologists talking on television, on the talk shows, and on the radio and so on, you'll hear them say things like, it's only natural to be depressed. It's only normal to be nervous. It's only human to be unhappy in your life. I don't think so. Honestly, I don't. I think it's only neurotic to be those things. And it's only because we've been taught to make certain kinds of choices that we really don't have to make. We've been taught to believe that we're supposed to be down, immobilized, depressed, given certain conditions of their life. On a television show this afternoon that I was taping for airing sometime in April, the host said, I know you're very positive and you're very up.